Okay. Okay, if I said Rehoboam, you would say what? King, Judah, First King, Solomon's son, etc., etc., etc. If I said Baasha, you would say, let's see, he's up there somewhere. King of Israel? Third King of Israel, okay. If I said Abijah, you would say, or prophet, or say a king of Judah. Okay. If I said Ahijah, you would say prophet. I get them mixed up. If I said Zimri, you would say today's lesson. Okay. So get that in a minute. All right. I started to use I said that Sunday about lessons in hell I was going to use for Wednesday night talk. Well, Jimmy got back in town, did his own Wednesday night talk. So I started to use that little, what I prepared for that, the review this morning. They kind of went back to some of these same kings, everything. But I may say that. If we get finished early or something, we'll go back and pull it out and do it. Okay, lesson five we're on today. And this gets into, let's turn my button on here. 1 Kings 16 to 17 and 2 Chronicles chapter 16. So we've got dual things going here again. Give you a handout. Here we'll go through the questions, and that kind of gets us the stories we unfolded there. Okay, let's get the scene kind of set now. We're going to start off here with 2 Chronicles chapter 16, where we are to start with. And the first question says, Israel and Judah are at war with each other. Who is king in each country? So, who's the king where when we start off here in this lesson today? Who's king in Judah?
Asa.
Asa now is still king in Judah, okay? Asa's king in Judah. If we have time, some of the math calculations for us, what this is all about. We're going to do a timeline up here and look at the kings and see where they all fall in if we wind up with some time here at the end. So, 2 Chronicles 16, Asa's king. Listen more about Asa. Where are we in his reign? What do you know about him at this point? Whatever.
Good king.
Started out good. Any state, he's got some problems right at the end, but pretty good. Where are we in his reign? For the end of it. 36th year out of
41.
Good deal. 36 out of 41. So he's getting toward the end of it. So he's king in Judah in the 36th year of his reign. Now, how about in Israel? Baasha is still king in Israel. All right. And they're at war with each other. So what goes on with this war? The two, it's like a civil war, the two countries fighting each other here. And who gets a little frightened? Who's on the short end of anything here? Asa is. Okay. And what had he done before for help in times like this? Before he had gone to God for help, God had delivered him. And he reminded him of that a little later. This time he didn't do that. This time what did he do? Okay. He goes to Ben-Hadad, okay? Syria. Sent silver and gold. Where'd he get it? From the temple, okay? The Lord's treasure. Set up there. And so but there's one little, to me, a little strange thing about it. He says, I want you to be on my side, but to do that, he had to give up what? Ben-Hadad here, what? He was alive for the other guys up there. So I'm going to pay you more money than they're paying you. I'm going to just the price. So I know you're lying with them now. Said I'm gonna send the silver to you. And I want you to turn against them and have them attack. Ben-Hadad did that. So he turned and attacked them. So conflict here between Israel and Judah. War with each other. Asa steps in. And number two on there is the same answer you got here. Asa made a trip to Syria and then turned and attacked Israel. Okay. And that's what's in the few verses there, 1 through 6, 2 Chronicles chapter 16. Now, because of this, well, go to number 3 here. How did Asa win the war? What did he do? No. Question number three, how did he win the war? What did he have? Asa had come in and started building strongholds so that Asa couldn't get out of the city. So when Ben-Hadad comes in to attack him, he goes and takes that material he had there, going to build that city with, rips it all down, carries it back, and builds his own fortified cities with it. Okay? So they won the war. He had to distract what he was doing. The siege. He had to pull back and fight Syria. Stole the goods he had fortified the cities with, and took that and fortified his own cities. Okay? And then number four, what did God say? What was God upset about it? The wrong source for his help. Okay? So, that brings us to the next part here then. Hananiah, the prophet, comes in. And he comes in verses 7 through 10 now, 2 Chronicles. And he says, hey, Jehovah. He goes to this dialogue about the past victories. That God has said he has supported. When you needed help, I delivered you. And he names a couple of people that he delivered him from. And he's like, why? Why did you do this now? Now, all this time about him. He said, this is the quote. Where are we in Asa's reign? 36th year out of 41. Getting older. Instead of his faith getting, he gets scared. It's oil here. Now, this next part. Be good these years. Now, you got this problem. This several things is to think. He goes, but humbled himself, admitted his sin, and Nathan. He gets mad, puts him in prison. He puts him in Jehu, goes to 1 Kings. What reason for what? The length of his reign is. Verses about how bad things were. Don't be here. We're in Israel. Can't get off. So, yeah. Verses. We're going to jump back to Bethlehem. Mr. This. So Asa can't hear his right. And what? Actually, he removed the high places and with images. And here's where we get these. I'll read four verses. I'm picking up in verse 3. This guy is back in the earlier in the parts of the. Now, what? Alright, surrounding kingdoms are afraid of him. The Philistines brought him horses and stuff. Men prepared for him. then 3, and then 41. So 61, right? I guess the actual year, this chart.